It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block with news tonight that six-term veteran Republican Senator Richard Lugar has been defeated. The Indiana politician lost the Republican primary there to State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, who was backed by the Tea Party and who said that Lugar was not conservative enough. NPR's Tamara Keith is at Lugar Election Night headquarters in Indianapolis, and she joins me now. And Tamara, the polls seem to be indicating this would happen, and it has. Richard Lugar is out. Tell us what happened.
Indeed, he is out, and he actually just went up to the podium right now and is giving what is clearly a concession speech. You know, there were a lot of factors here, but ultimately voters decided that they wanted something new after 36 years.
Richard Lugar, we should say, is 80 years old. And let's talk a bit about the issues in this campaign. We mentioned the Tea Party backing for Murdoch, who also made it an issue that Lugar was not officially a resident of Indiana anymore. And if I understand this right, wasn't eligible to vote in his home district. He didn't meet the residency requirement.
Indeed, Senator Lugar sold his home here in Indianapolis when he was elected, moved to a Washington, D.C. suburb, and lived his life there. He continued to vote in Indiana, continued to come back on a regular basis, and had legal information that said that was okay. Then this year, his right to vote was revoked. He ultimately straightened that out by re-registering from his family's farm. But it really drove home the problems that he faced in this campaign. He was being accused of being a Washington insider and having been there too long, that hit it home. It sent it home to the voters, and many people were bothered by that.
Yeah, and we're hearing the applause there at Lugar headquarters. It's got to be an emotional night for them. Richard Lugar has been an easy winner in Indiana, going all the way back to the 1970s. What are you hearing from people?
Well, and in fact, you know, 6 years ago, he didn't even have a Democratic opponent in the general election. So this is just a major change for him. You know, the mood is quite somber here.
And talk a little bit about Richard Lugar's record in the Senate.
Well, you know, he has over the years been chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and that his greatest legacy, many will say, is the Lugar Nunn Amendment that worked on nuclear nonproliferation with the former Soviet Union, and people I've spoken to say that is going to be a lasting legacy where he reached across party lines to make that happen.
Well, Richard Lugar is out. Richard Murdoch, the Republican, will be going up in November against Democrat Joe Donnelly, a member of the House. And is there any indication that moderates or independent voters may turn to the Democrat, may lodge a protest vote against Richard Murdoch?
You know, that's not clear yet, but certainly Donnelly is what you would call a moderate Democrat. He definitely leans to the right of the Democratic Party, and Murdoch leans to the right of the Republican Party. But he, you know, a lot of people are saying this is a pretty Republican state, and that's not going to change. On the other hand, Democrats are sort of salivating at the chance. They believe they have a shot at this seat now.
Okay, NPR's Tamara Keith in Indianapolis at Richard Lugar's Election Night headquarters, where he is delivering his concession speech. The six-term Republican in the Senate lost his primary bid today. Tamara, thanks so much.
Thank you.